Okay. Hey everyone, welcome into a new episode of the Bengals Beat podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Conway, here at the Cincinnati Enquirer studio with podcast producer Sam Green. And we are going to get into the Bengals' upcoming matchup against the Las Vegas Raiders. But before we do that, let's take a look back at the Bengals' most recent game against the Philadelphia Eagles. And we briefly talked about it in my post-game video following the game with multiple stories to follow in the last couple of days. But for the Bengals, that was really a truth-telling day for this team. It was a game where the first quarter, it looked like the Bengals were going to give themselves every chance to win, and that really being their first statement win of the season. But as the game went on, things started to unravel for the Bengals, and they were really never able to recover. And it leaves them at 3-5 and very much looking around, wondering where the season can go. Because if they're able to win against the Raiders this week and then win in Baltimore next week, they can very much put themselves right back into the mix of things, specifically because of what's going on in the AFC and with several teams kind of mingling around the middle. But if they lose and they fall to 3-6, at that point, the season is basically over. So what happens this weekend is going to be very telling of what you can expect for the rest of this Bengals season. And when the schedule first came out in May, you would have looked at this game and with everything going on with the Raiders and them very much being in a rebuild mode, you would have said this should easily be a win for the Bengals at home. They got to win this game. But as we've seen all season long, these are the games where the Bengals have struggled most, specifically at home. They are 0-4, and it is not good enough for anyone. And Zach Taylor said it as much after the game. He said, everybody deserves better than the performance we're giving on the field here at Paycor Stadium. So the Bengals are very much looking for their first home win, and they hope it comes against the Raiders team that paper to paper, the Bengals should win this game. But as we've seen so many times this year, that hasn't mattered because every team in the NFL is always going to put up a fight. Their coaches and players get paid too. And so for the Bengals, it's going to be about, can this team for the first time put together a game where they are clicking on all cylinders, special teams, offense, and defense? And they have yet to do that this year. So we will see if they can. We had a chance to talk to special teams coordinator Darren Simmons about some of Evan McPherson's recent misses, and I have a story up on that on Cincinnati.com. If you're wondering about what's been going on with McPherson, and basically Darren Simmons said he's not worried about McPherson. McPherson said he's still confident. He said, I'm just basically missing kicks. Simmons also cited that the new operation with the fact that Evan McPherson's on his fourth punter, that can also be a reason as to why they're just not where they need to be from a special teams operation. But everybody acknowledges they need to do better. We'll have a chance to talk to Joe Burrow today about the offense's plans to get going on a higher level. We saw a really good three-game stretch from Joe Burrow and his group, but they've dropped off in the run game significantly. They've got to figure that out as to how they can get that going at a higher level. And on defense, it's kind of just been the same old story. Even when the Bengals thought that getting some of those guys back on the defensive line, it would help them from a pass rushing standpoint, still just not good enough. And there were several plays in that Philly game that showed just the Bengals' lack of pass rush. So we will see if over the next couple of weeks, if this unit can really find some way to pull themselves out of the hole that they've put themselves in, but it is definitely getting bigger and they're running out of time. As far as the Raiders, they are, as I mentioned, very much in a rebuild situation. They only have 2 wins so far this year. But what's unique about the Raiders is one of their wins came against the Ravens, and they played the Chiefs really tough last week. And when I asked Zach Taylor about them, he said that basically had they not had as many turnovers as they have had so far this year, their record would be a lot better than what it is. And he said, similar to the Bengals, what they're showing on tape is better than what their record is. And for the Raiders, they'll be starting Gardner Minshew at quarterback, and they're really led by Max Crosby. He's the heart and soul of that team on defense, and the Bengals know very well what he is capable of doing coming off of the edge. He's a complete game wrecker and plays with a ton of attitude and is definitely a tone setter. So they'll have to have a plan for Crosby. But otherwise than that, there's not. Brock Bowers is a very talented tight end that the Bengals will have to play well against. But if the Raiders come to Cincinnati and show what they've shown in some games where they've won, they will give Cincinnati a fight, and we will see if the Bengals can answer. All right, that's it for some thoughts on this week's game between the Bengals and the Raiders. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week.